Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. The River Now Green bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Arki Chankute, Dr. Arki Chankute, is our guest. He's the author of Built on Trust, one of my favorite books in my entire library. And we're talking about trust. Arki, let me ask you a question. What kind of pressure has the digital age put on trust?
Well,
you're working. You work with a lot of technology companies, and you're like me. You're old school, but you're helping people blend new school with old school, get the best of both worlds. I think that's what I'm trying to do. I know that's what you're trying to do. Yeah. So what's the pressure? How is it manifesting on trust?
Well, it's a race. In other words, some of the companies I work with in high tech technology, you see people running between their meetings. They are very, very busy, and they're enthused. They're motivated,
yeah.
But there's a very, very much busyness and haste. So right there,
as if we needed to try to catch up with the speed of light for some reason.
That's not good. The speed of light is not. That's
no, right. But everything else in our world, all of our stuff is the speed of light.
Exactly.
But we're essentially the same protoplasm as the people who survived the ice age.
So if you don't take the time, let's say, to work out doubts and to make the environment safe for communication of doubts, so that you can work things out, you because you're, quote, too busy, unquote, because
yeah.
The competition is pushing you, you know, you have to build your brand, et cetera, et cetera. So if you don't take that time to work things out, then it's very costly.
Has trust taken a hit?
Hmm?
Has trust taken a hit?
Yes, trust, of course, does take it because, again, you get those pretended commitments. Okay, we'll just do it, you know, no matter what, because that's what we need to do, et cetera, without working it out. And then that mm-hmm. is expensive because you don't find those errors until at the worst, the client or the customer is telling you about it, or your patenting defects in your software, and that's what's expensive. So when you're a client, your customer is telling you, "Hey, there's something wrong here." It's already too late. You've got to dig into that culture and get that. And it's not that people are untrustworthy or evil or malicious. It's just they're not taking the time to build that.
But we have to make the adjustments. Trust is not digital. I'm not saying it can't be. You can't engender it. I'm not saying you can't contribute to it. But do we need to slow down a little bit to the pace of trust, or do we have to figure out how to speed trust up?
Well, you could do a little of each. You can be efficient. I have been asked, for instance, to get across some of the things that I teach and that I facilitate in less time. I've been asked to do that
yeah.
consistently in my career,
right.
which spans 40 years. You know, and you know, most of the time you can do it, but there's a point past which you cannot, because you cannot account for the emotions.
Right.
Remember, trust is part of
humanity. This is the thing that bugs me the most about the digital age. Is we've got to find a way to allow for humanity to survive. Not just the humans. Humans will advocate for themselves. Humanity won't. And we've got to make room for that. And trust is part of humanity. It's not trust is a wholly owned asset of humanity, not humans. What do you think?
Yes, and it can be. It actually can be. There can be a conflict there. Sometimes in an organization, there's a personal, individual brand building that conflicts with the with the overall team or the overall organization or, as you say, overall humanity. And so you have to be very careful there that you're not developing a random passive-aggressive type, them versus us type culture. Again, not with malicious people. That's not
like if you give some young people or subordinates, you give them a job to do and you say we need to get it done right now, and somebody tries to get it done quicker and that's at the expense of trust.
Yeah.
That pressure just made trust a casualty.
That's correct.
Whereas a person who's trying to do it in a way that, you know, maybe a little older school, they're trying to do it in a way that maintains certain standards. I'm seeing this, Archie. I'm seeing this with major corporations.
Yes.
And it's not because people are not good people anymore. It's because the digital pressure is making them do things that they wouldn't have done 10 years ago,
that's
20
correct.
Years ago.
That's correct.
And what bothers me, bringing the young people in, what bothers me is the young people don't know any better.
Yes, that's right.
God bless them. They're good people. They just don't know any better yet.
Yes, because the reality, of course, starts when their reality starts. And so
that's right.
So you can speed things up, but only to a certain point because of the emotions. Remember the baggage that we all carry about trust. We all have it, no matter how great your background has been. There are always episodes inadvertently of where you feel betrayed or let down or severely disappointed, and those take a toll until you become conscious about them.
Mm-hmm. Archie, learningcenter.net.
Yes.
All right, that's the website, folks. Check it out.
There's a library.
Built on Trust, still available wherever books are sold. We'll take a quick break and talk some more about this with our good friend Archie Chankute after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.